The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCR, KCNR1460.com. If you jump into the webpage, Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. It's Thursday morning, and so it is not Linda and Carl. It is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
The two Clarks, one with an E.
One without.
So we're going to be here this morning, we don't know exactly what we're going to talk about, but I'm sure we'll be entertaining, or we hope we will. It's going to be 73 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak, and we're looking for a high today of 97, mostly clear with a low around 65. On Friday, we're looking for sunny with a high near 93, mostly clear with a low around 63 in the evening. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 88 and 62 in the evening. Sunny, 87 and low of 63. And on Monday, a high near 94, partly cloudy with a low at 67. So we're going to have some cooling weather for a little while, and I'm happy to see that because it just doesn't need to do that 100-degree stuff for me. I'm good without it. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. We're locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good morning, Bob Belongi.
Good morning, ladies. And I would point out a salute to our scouts. I don't know. I'm not sure what to call them these days. But
Boy Scouts is good. We'll go with it.
For some reason, Flag Day has sort of fallen out of public notice, but today is, in fact, Flag Day, and appropriately enough, the Scouts are out there putting flags along Market Street, quite an inspiring sight, so if you have a flag, you should be flying it.
It was a delightful sight to see the Boy Scouts going up and down the streets, and I know in Ann Anderson, the veterans from the VFW Hall, they all go around and put all the flags up all over Anderson, And I'm a flag waver. I still note that in the newsletter I do for the senior center that these are the days we fly our flags and just fly it any old day because it's just kind of a good, cool thing to do. Mm-hmm. I love to drive through a neighborhood, see those flags waving everywhere.
And before I turn you ladies loose, a reminder this weekend, of course, is Father's Day. Can you believe that already? We're practically
halfway through the year. Yeah. I know. Go figure. Mm.
And at Benton Airpark, which was Reading's first airport and is still a vital part of the community in spite of some people wanting to do away with it, they are celebrating their aviation celebration, Reading EAA Chapter 157. It's their 33rd annual event there at Benton Airpark. Free admission. What can you go to these days and get in for free? Everybody's got the outstretched hand. Well, you can certainly get there and look at some great airplanes. If you want to indulge in a pancake breakfast with ham and eggs, well, that'll just cost you $8. Kids 5 to 12, $5 if your little one's under 5 years of age. They get a free breakfast. There'll be modern aircraft, flyers' favorites, warbirds, experimentals, ultralights, the Reach helicopter, the CHP chopper will be there, and there will be the new EAA flight simulator. And if you want to grab a helicopter ride and see this town from the air, which I've done a time or two, and it really is surprising.
It's a great, great excursion.
What a great thing to do with Dad.
Yeah, that'll be $50 a person. Fixed wing rides will be available from Benton Air Center. It's all to benefit the EAA, and they do scholarships. In fact, they were talking yesterday about a young lady who got this EAA scholarship and is becoming a professional pilot. So very, very good. That's aviation celebration on Father's Day, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And it's super fun.
It is a cool event. Mm-hmm. Just it really is. Take your grandkids out there or whatever, but And then if the weather's going to be like 87 degrees, so it's going to be a perfect day to be out on the tarmac and and out and take the time to really look at the airplanes because it won't be so hot as it normally is.
Right, right.
On Father's Day, usually it's not the coolest day of the year.
We don't have now. None of us are fathers. Well, Bob, are you fathers to any pets?
Well, actually, I do have a couple of youngins who are all grown up. But yes, now I have fur children.
Okay,
fur children.
A cat who likes to wake me up at 3:30 in the morning because that's time to play, apparently.
Right, okay. Good. Well, that should be super fun.
Okay, so we have some guests coming in at 7:15, I think, and then at 7:30, and some things to talk about. The fundraiser that we want to make note of, the Lasso Family Fundraiser, one of those things that we have happened in our community. Most of you probably heard about this now, but I want to remind you that Wendy and Fred Lasso have 5 young children. Fred is a California Highway Patrol officer. He's battling lymphoma, and Wendy has been diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. All that for one family. God bless them. The fundraiser will be held Tuesday, June 26th from 4 p.m. at Dry Creek Station. That's out in Bella Vista. If you haven't been out there, it's a great place. 100% of the food proceeds will go towards helping the Lazos with their cancer treatments. Special dinner menu for the fundraiser. No reservations. Please come and enjoy. Help the Lasso family. This is what this community does. If you need more information, you can contact Jeff or Joe at 530-549-5386. If you would like to donate directly, a GoFundMe page has been set up under Mother and Father of 5 Cancer at GoFundMe. You can find that on there or get more information again at Jeff or Joe, 530-549-5386. And again, that's going to be on June 26th from 4 to 9. Stop by, have a great meal, and help this family out. That's just a sad
super
story.
Sad stuff. But yeah, we do have a great community that comes together for a lot of this.
And things they're doing with cancer nowadays, it's just incredible. I'm so encouraged. In fact, with the president's new legislation, which allows people who have these life-threatening diseases, and I don't know whether these people qualify for that if they're terminal, but those that are now able to use some of those experimental drugs if they so choose. I think that's such a huge step forward.
Absolutely.
For the United States.
Oh, and I will say, you know, you have all of these, even young children, waiting to get clearance from the FDA on some of this stuff, and they can't get it. And
Yeah, this just brought tears to my eyes when he did that. It's one of those just incredible things that we've been talking about and thinking was a good thing, and I just... That was a real flag-waving moment for me to have that legislation signed, and now it's going to be available.
That's great.
It's super cool.
Great.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, I haven't talked to you since I went to D.C.
I know. Okay. You have never been to Washington, D.C.
No, and I was there on Memorial Day weekend, which was super powerful. It wasn't, like, initially, like, purposeful. That just happened to be. And so we can talk more throughout the show about my experience. But, I mean, the Vietnam Memorial was just amazing. I mean, aside from all of the amazing veterans that happened to be there during the weekend that I was there, I mean, people standing in line to shake hands with we had the Vietnam veterans were there, the World War II veterans were, you know, a lot of them in wheelchairs being pushed around. There was a lot of Korean War veterans there. So it was just really, really powerful. And these people, like, generations apart, right, Vietnam to World War II, just hugging each other and thanking each other, and that brotherhood or sisterhood of these soldiers, these amazing people, is just super powerful.
You know, and the World War II memorial is the newest one on the mall, and just incredibly evoking. Were you able to see them at night?
Yes, we actually did the daytime walking. I think we walked like 25 miles over
It's a hike.
Yeah, but then we did.
If you're with Colonel Tony Fish, then it's a real good jaunt.
Okay,
because it's a run. I mean, he doesn't walk. I run to catch up with his gait.
Yeah, we actually did a bus tour, a nighttime bus tour.
Oh,
so we
yeah.
got to get off again and see all of them at night. So we saw. But it was very humid and warm. So it was a brisk walk because it was kind of like, how many can we see before we're going to die of, you know, the heat and the humidity and all of that. But
right.
Super, super powerful.
Yeah, I understand. It can get a little close back in that part of the country.
Certain times of the year, it certainly can. Well, so
Well, I was just going to say, I was just going through some headlines. I know how to make Trisha's eyes get big.
Oh, gosh, don't do that to her yet. We've got to prep with her for another 45
minutes. We'll do that in the 8 to 9 hour. You can make Trisha's eyes go big.
All right, yeah, a couple of things there. We're actually up against the clock.
Up against the break.
This portion of the program, of course, brought to you here on KCNR by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. They got outstanding service to all models and makes and key of heating and cooling systems. They got warranties, guarantees, 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. 715 KCNR. Back after this.
Here comes the sun, and I say it's alright.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful design estimates. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 719 is brought to you by our friends at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur Lane. Our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo, John Bastiani priding himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark and Sharon Clark. We're here this morning on Community Radio for the North Strait. If you've got something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 530-605-4567. Jump into the chat room at www.kcnr1460.com and join in the conversation that way. So we have a guest.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
So we have Julie Sessions. Now give us your title because I never get it right. I want you to say a certain words, right?
I'm with Shasta County HHSA Adults. And I'm the Adult Protective Services Supervisor.
Yes, Adult Protective Services Supervisor is what I like to say. So we're having you pop back on the air to chat about Elder Abuse and Dependent Adult Awareness Month.
Yes.
And we had some success yesterday at the Community Lunch and Learn.
The Lunch and Learn was an amazing event.
Wonderful.
A lot of people showed up, and it was good.
For those of you that missed it, for next year during June, you can kind of be paying attention. We'll probably be promoting it on the air again. But this was a community event from 11 to 2 yesterday at City Hall. And there was a panel from 12 to 1, free lunch, $10 donation requested. But the DA's office was there. And who else was speaking yesterday?
Legal representative, uh-huh. Myself, ombudsman.
Okay.
And
who were they speaking to in specific? People,
the audience,
reporters?
No, it was people from the community, other agencies, the general public.
Educating kind of on like what are the scams out there right now, what to mm-hmm. do, what to look for, yes. That kind of thing. Yeah, so this was something when we chatted on my show a week ago, we talked about bringing your parent to. That would be a great way to start the conversation about kind of how elder abuse takes place, or if you're the fit child of an aging parent in the community or anywhere for that matter, to come and educate yourself a little bit. And if you're exposed to seniors in your work life, this was a great event to come to. And there was resource booths around for people mm-hmm. to get information. So
yeah, we were talking about the power of attorneys and how to go about that, you know, and that's what mm-hmm. the legal aspect of it was. So
great.
Yeah, no, it was a great event. Lots of people showed up and we had the vendors out there all afternoon. Bless their hearts,
yeah,
dying in that
warm.
Heat.
Yeah.
And, but it was really, really good. So hopefully next year, you know, people come out and we just keep getting this bigger and bigger.
That's great. And so, well, the other reason we have you on today is to chat about what's happening this Saturday night, which is super exciting and will be somewhat cooler.
Very cooler.
Yeah.
I looked at the weather and I was like, yay.
So tell us about what's happening.
So Saturday we are lighting up Sundial Bridge. We are going to have an event there. It's family friendly from 6 to 9. There is going to be food and food trucks and drinks, live entertainment. There's going to be resource booths. We're going to have a treasure hunt with a $250 cash prize. And it's just a good way to come out and, you know, get more information and learn from the resources. There's also going to be Anderson Rocks there for the rock painting, and we're also going to have face painting for the kids.
So. Go ahead, Trish.
Oh, no, yeah, I was just going to say, you're right. The temperature's only supposed to get to 86 degrees mm-hmm. on Saturday and actually down to 62 in the evening. So
yes. So
you'll want to bring a sweater to indulge in
that'll
all this
nice.
Fun
yeah.
stuff.
And there's
yeah.
live music, too.
And there's live yeah. music.
Well, then, see, you can dance.
Exactly.
Right. And you won't need the sweater. You can
There you go.
I'm into that.
So the bridge lighting, because this is the first year that the bridge lighting has happened.
Yes.
For turning the bridge purple.
Yes.
So that's really exciting. I know you guys the committee for this worked really hard on that.
Yes.
On getting that done and organized. And then there's a wrapped police car this week that's purple.
Amazing purple.
Right.
Cyanorama
okay.
did such a good
okay.
job on that.
Well, thank you, Cyanorama.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so one of our, is it like our RPD cars?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And that'll be at the Sundial.
Just
for people to see on Saturday. Yeah, that sounds like a really fun event. And one of the things we chatted about was, you know, really the importance of teaching our children about how to care for our elders in our community. And even if you don't have, you know, older family members in Reading, it's a great family event to bring your children to teach them the value of caring about what happens to seniors in our communities, because we want to pass that down generation to generation, protecting our senior population and what we can do to educate ourselves on how to do that.
Exactly.
So there'll be all kinds of booths there and the food trucks and live music. And I think the bridge lights up at 8:15.
8:15.
So that would be great for people to bring their families to. And then, is there anything else going on this month? Are we kind of hitting the end of the activities?
Saturday is the grand finale.
Okay. And will the bridge stay lit? How long will it be purple?
I believe for a week.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's going to go for a week.
So, you know, there's so much more of the elder abuse that goes on in our community. And this is such a great, excuse me, I have a frag this morning. Such a great effort that's being made this year to bring awareness to it. I think a lot of times we see it, we don't recognize it, but there's been so much out there this month. So many people, I've had a couple of people say to me, do you know, I was listening to something on KCNR, and I didn't realize, you know, I have a neighbor or I have a friend or, and even seniors themselves, elderly people, sometimes you kind of get in the slide of things and you don't recognize, wait a minute, I don't have to put up with that. That exactly. Is normal. I shouldn't have to do that. These are just all great things to bring awareness. And so I applaud all the efforts that have gone into this. This is great.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you've got the different types of abuse. It can be, you know, we all think of physical and financial, but it can be verbal. It can be emotional. It can be sexual. I mean, it can be self-neglect, which is what in my agency we deal with a lot. You know, the children aren't around. This senior has maybe some early onset dementia, and they're just not capable of caring for themselves, taking their meds properly, having a good diet and things like that. And so it's really, there's no one to blame. We just need resources to be brought in to help this individual. And so we are mandated reporters, are a lot of people in the medical field. And so we my caregivers are, and we in the office are. So have Julie come out and train all of our staff. And I know there's, you know, great resources with the Gatekeeper program through Shining Care Now to train those people on the front lines, whether it's, grocery store clerks or bank tellers, to look for and recognize when someone's asking someone to write their check over or interrupting them or talking down to them. We just had somebody on my staff yesterday. This client has her own caregiver, not through my agency, and we overheard this caregiver telling our client, mutual client, you know, quit your whining, da 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 da, just some really rude things that just are unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you need to report that. You know, that's, and a lot of times this individual, sometimes your agency will come in and go, hey, you can't do that. Let's get you some resources to help you if you have some caregiver burnout or something like that. Let's get you some resources. But talking like that to a senior is just unacceptable.
Well, and you know, a lot of times this happens, and I witness it at different functions where you might be serving, or we do the breakfast at the senior center or something. You have someone that you're the caregiver for, and we see it. They bring them in, and the person is having difficulty eating or whatever. And that you can tell the strain of the person that's the caregiver, and they're coming on pretty strong about how this needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just a word to say, you know, maybe you need somebody to come in and do you need some assistance having somebody give you a respite?
Mm-hmm. Burnout is real.
You know, burnout is real. And you can spot it when you can see that patience that's gone, and day in and day out, you can't really fault the people, but you need to try to do something about it. You can't just say, oh, well, that's too bad, and walk away. When you see it, try to intervene, and the Shining Care thing is really there for you now, where you can actually get some help to report
Yeah, the Gatekeepers is a wonderful program. I mean, they are available for, you know, presentations. If it's, you know, if you have a business and you want them to come in and teach you and your staff about things, I'm always available for presentations because we really believe that education is the key and bringing awareness to everything.
I don't think a lot of people are even aware they're doing it, especially when it's on a one-to-one husband and wife or child and parent.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't realize that you're done. I mean, your patience is really done and you're really talking down to that person. And instead of trying to be a helpful aid, you're not being a very good caregiver. But
self-awareness is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. And coming out to this event on Saturday, all those resources will be there. The county will have a booth, and Shining Care will have a booth, and Home Helpers will be there. And so if you have a family member going through some of this, what we're talking about, and you want to get educated on what resources are available for you in Reading. And even if, again, I always say, and even if your loved one's not in Reading, a lot of the resources.
Shasta County.
Shasta County.
I believe it is the Shasta County Adult Protection Service.
Thank you, Trish.
I have to kind of remind you people that there is a world beyond Reading.
Yes, there's a whole South County. I know, Trish. But, I mean, even if your loved one's like,
and we're down in South County, just so you know.
I know. It's a good education wherever they are. But, yes, North County or South County or Oregon or Washington or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these agencies are, you know, national or statewide. And so you can definitely, you know, learn more about what's going on in our community and support this event, because the more people we can get to attend this, the more funds we can throw at it and the more fundraising we can do for it just to continue to grow and grow and grow. And I believe we said we kind of want to rival Think Pink.
Yep.
On this event. So that's where the
today the purple dress buttons are out there, right?
Yes, we have purple ribbons. And so speaking of the treasure hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So on Saturday, T-shirts are going to be available. T-shirts are $10, and they're purple, and they've got the emblem on them and everything. And you also get the free ticket into the treasure hunt. So if you just want to participate in the treasure hunt, that's $5. But we have T-shirts there, and we'd really, you know, we want people to buy a T-shirt and participate in the treasure hunt.
That's awesome.
All right. Thanks, Julie, so much for the information. All hard effort that's been put into this. I'm just so proud of what's happened with the Old Adult Policy Council and the combination of services and things we're doing in Chester County. It's a good thing. Good stuff. Thank you again, Julie.
It is 7:31 on Free Fire Radio. Hey, you know, you can either go to one of those really big megacorp banks that end up doing some questionable things. A major one comes to mind that I am departing. Or you can stick with a regional and community bank, and that's what Cornerstone Community Bank is. Their name says it all, community. They have three branches now at 1845 California Street, 150 East Cypress, and their branch down in Red Bluff at 237 South Main. They offer all the services, drive-through tellers, ATMs. They have extended business hours. It's just a great place to go bank. Find out for yourself. Their hours are 9 to 5 on Friday, 9 to 6. Remember the old phrase about banker's hours? Well, they certainly accommodate their customers. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Visit them online at bankcornerstone.com.
Friday, June 15th, as Wind River Resort and Casino in Bella Vista Farms host Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Redding's 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Stone Hearts Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, June 15th, for the 6th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 50% of the proceeds will go to Bella Vista Farms, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
Spring is in the air. Clocks have sprung forward. Spring cleaning is complete. Windows have been cleaned.
Don't rub it in. I still have to fertilize the lawn, spray the fence lines, and finish that burn pile.
And you still have to go to Premier Oil Change to have our car ready for the summer weather.
That is the easiest of my tasks. It is the first on the list.
No appointment necessary. Easy in, easy out at Premier Oil Change. And every dollar you spend, you earn rewards points that you redeem for oil changes and other services. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. Now that's service. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Well, the time is 7:35, 74 degrees in downtown Reading. This portion of the program is brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training, Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated to the 2009 results you want, the environment you need, located at 2345 Athens Avenue. 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. They offer 35 classes a week, included in your membership. Silver Sneakers memberships are available, along with lots of classes. Sign up for a free week pass at www.edfitness.com. And now...
And welcome back. This is Thursday, so it's the Clark and Clark Show. Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And so we've been just having a great time here this morning. We talked about adult protective services. Now we're going to jump down to the South County and the Shasta District Fair. And we have the CEO for the Shasta District Fair, Kirby, here with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're right on this, aren't we?
We are.
Next week is coming up, June 20th through the 23rd. What all are we looking forward to?
Well, we have an exciting lineup this year. Wednesday is Dollar Day and Kids Day again. So 12 and under are free, and 13 and over is just a dollar. So we're excited to give the community that promotion.
So heads up, if you're a senior, don't go on Dollar Day.
Don't go on Dollar Day. Because the next day...
You haven't got the kids. Yes. Wait till the next day. Yeah.
Yes, the next day. So Thursday is actually Senior Day.
There you go.
62 and older are free. And on Thursday, we have a Tom Petty and Bob Seger tribute band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
And then on Friday, we have our country night. So we have Parmalee opening with Chad Bushnell opening for them. So we have our local guy coming in.
Chad's really good.
Yeah. He's good to us. And then on Saturday, we have our auto racing, but more importantly is our junior livestock auction. Which we love the businesses to come out and support the kids. This is where they get rewarded for their hard work and that they put in for the last few months. And last year we hit another record-breaking sale. We hit $1.1 million. So the kids, they've worked extremely hard the last few months, and we appreciate all the businesses that come out.
And so we're doing the fair now from Wednesday through Saturday. Dropped Sunday, what, last year or the year before?
Oh, gosh, over 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because my bathroom
is I didn't realize it had been that long. I know that Sunday was always not, it was just a
slow day.
Slow day.
Because it was always Father's Day, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we got pushed back a week because our carnival had a conflict with another fair, so we had to move our dates back.
Yeah, fathers are like, I don't want to go spend the day at the fair with you on Father's Day.
Not my highlight of the day. Especially, and everything's kind of wound down by then.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is really good.
This is a great way to support our community. And even if you're not into the rides or whatever, there's so much going on. And businesses are there. And the livestock is there. And the concerts are there. And I just remember, you know, taking my children to this fair and as a kid going to the fair. And it was such the highlight of the summer to go and get your bracelet and...
But I want to know how come I didn't get asked to judge any of these wonderful contests. My feelings are hurt.
You are always welcome to judge. Okay,
so on Wednesday, this is exciting. We have a wonderful pot pie contest.
That would be a good one.
And on Thursday, baked macaroni and cheese contest. On Friday. Okay, now this is
the one.
Yeah, competitive tamale pie contest. And on Saturday, well, there you go. Wrap up the week. Captivated berry pie contest. And these are all going on at Trinity Hall at 7 p.m. on each one of those nights. So I know where I'm having dinner next week.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you judge all three of those, Chris, you won't have to cook for three nights in a row.
There you go. How fun is that? Yeah, great stuff going on. If you look through, I mean, you've got all kinds of sideshows. There's so many arenas. You've got the Mount Shasta Springwater stage.
Uh-huh.
You've got the gazebo. You've got all these different venues throughout the fair that you can go and wander a while and look at stuff, and then you can sit down and have a cool drink and watch a show all day long. Something's going on.
Yeah, we have two stages that we bring our local community acts on, so we give them, you know, a little stage to perform for the community. So throughout the day, we have all sorts of entertainments. We have magicians and comedians and hypnotists and all sorts of fun things.
And do you have a website where people can go and kind of get this rundown?
Yeah, it's Shasta District Fair and EventCenter.com. And our pre-sale tickets are on sale until close of business day, June 19th. You can go on our website to purchase them, any Tri-County's Bank location, Ace Hardware in Anderson, or you can come into the office.
And you can get a fair package, or you can buy individual tickets to get in.
Yeah.
So for the concerts, is that the entrance to the fair and then a little fee for the concert?
Yeah. So all of our entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So just get into the fair and you get it all for free, except the rides. You have to buy your wristbands.
How many people do you expect? What do you usually, how many?
You know, we've had two rough years. Year before last, it rained on us.
Okay.
All 3 out of 4 days. Last year, it was 115 all 4 days. Our attendance has, you know, decreased.
Fluctuated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to be 100,000 people, and the last few years, we've gone down to about 65,000 people. So we're hoping to get back up this year.
Yeah, so it's a good for the community to come out and support this.
Well,
yeah,
and the weather is looking much more acceptable.
Each day, it's dropping a little bit for that week, so I'm really enjoying watching that.
Yeah. I was kind of looking ahead before the show this morning, and I thought, okay, that's looking good. Much better than 115,
exactly.
And no rain in sight.
Exactly.
So,
and I do remember bringing my kids for the kids' day, and some of those days it was really warm.
It
of course,
is.
The kids don't mind.
No, they don't.
But the parents are like, oh my goodness. So that'll be great to have a little bit cooler weather for them all.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Okay. So, exciting. I mean, it is exciting. And again, remind you that this is the Shasta District Fair. It's down in Anderson. It's not the Shasta County Fair. That's up in MacArthur. And it's always good to remember that. And unlike some of the advertisement that's around from time to time, the Chester District Fairgrounds is not in Redding. It's in Anderson.
I love the South County.
It is in South County, and I always have to point that out. I don't know why people get confused with where they're at, but they're not in Redding. They're in Anderson.
I agree.
we have a little bit of a thing about
A little friendly rivalry.
Not a friendly rivalry. We think there's nothing the matter with being in Anderson. And so I really kind of get on those businesses that choose to locate their businesses in Anderson and then put up a sign that says they're in Redding.
Yeah.
Are they lost? I don't know.
Don't they know what their mailing address is?
And they're so lucky they're in Anderson because it's a great place to live and do business. And,
it is.
And
again, if you want to learn more about what's going on, you can visit Shasta District Fair and EventCenter.com.
Yes.
I'm almost going to get smacked by Trish. Luckily, I'm out of harm's way here at the end of the table. Yeah, so Shasta District Fair and EventCenter.com, and you can learn more about what's going on and support the concerts if you want to go out and just eat and take the kids and walk around. And I know local businesses oftentimes have their booths set up and have their wares there. And my daughter danced and sang and all the children that go on the stage. And so there's plenty of things to do and get the kids out and enjoy your time.
Well, we have a hypnotist. We have the balloon man, juggling acts. Louis Fox is a one-man sideshow. He's on the Springwater stage three or four times a day.
Yes.
Kids Corner, Circus Imagination, Puzzle Mania. There's so much stuff going on at every corner that, I like to go and just kind of wander around, and you get to see everybody you know from the whole county as you just wander through, and it's a great catch-up time, and the weather's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
So we'll hope to see everybody out there. Get your pre-sale tickets now.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks so much,
Kirby.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the new addition to your family.
Thank you.
And we'll keep him in our prayers with all the kind of issues he's going through.
Thank you. That's not good. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks so much, Kirby.
It is 7:44, and this portion of the program brought to you by Trish Clark's favorite store, Linda Bott's favorite store. I'm talking, of course, about Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2750, Reading's only full-service jewelry store and a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As an APS worker from Shasta County, I protect older adults and those over 18 who are vulnerable on a daily basis. But I know that sometimes elder and dependent adult abuse isn't obvious. We need you and all members of the community to help us identify and report potential victims of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Signs of potential abuse include unexplained changes in behavior or personal hygiene or lack of basic necessities. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798 or learn more by visiting ShastaHHSA.net.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
This portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:50. Well, let's make that 7:49. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Brought to you by, right here in the studio, Home Helpers. If your loved one needs extra help at home or is recovering from an injury or surgery, those amazing caregivers of Home Helpers can give you your loved one They can keep them safe and independent right there in their very own home, where research has proven they get better faster. All caregivers are licensed by the state. They pass the background test, DMV screening, drug testing. They are fully checked out before they are sent to your home. You can schedule them for a couple hours a day or around the clock. All about your needs and those of your loved ones. Sharon Clark, who's sitting across the table from me here, will come see you for a complimentary in-home consultation. You can find out more at readyhomehelpers.com or call them at 226-8350. There is no place like home.
Good job, Bob.
Okay, and welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call. 605-4567, or jump into the chat room at www.kcnr1460.com. Okay, so we've got free flow conversation here for the next 10 minutes, and then from the 8 to 9 hour, if it's anything on your mind, this is your opportunity to throw it out there and see if we can share and twist in the wind a little bit if we get political. And I'm sure that Bob is going to spice up the show with some conversation. He's going to make my eyes roll in my head. He likes to do that. So that's your opportunity to join in. So let's finish talking about the Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. What a blast.
You know, I've been there a number of times. And I think I've been through all the monuments a lot of times, and you just can't do that too often. I still can never decide exactly which is my favorite. I love the Korean War one. Vietnam is incredible. The new World War II one is just, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Abraham Lincoln was, amazing.
All of the monuments.
Yeah, the Washington Monument, which still isn't open. There was a minor earthquake 3 or 4 years ago,
yeah.
So you can't go up to the top anymore. But the view of the Washington Monument with the pool down there to where Abraham Lincoln's monument is breathtaking.
Well, if you haven't been there during the cherry blossom time and the apple blossom time, oh, my goodness, I was fortunate. One time I was there just before it. Mm-hmm. And the next time I was there, just at the end of it, mm-hmm. and then just 2 or 3 years ago, I actually made it right in its most glorious time.
Were those trees incredible. A gift to us from, like, the Japanese or something? Or what's the story with the cherry blossoms?
Yeah.
Right, okay, I thought there was a story
but
there.
But it is, if you have not seen that and witnessed it, it is just incredible.
Yeah, I didn't get to see that part, so I'll do that next time.
Yeah, you must.
I'd like to be there when that's probably like spring.
It's in the spring, and it's
very brief.
It moved.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Okay.
One time I was there on a conference, and they said, oh, next week, it'll just be great. And then another time I was there, and it was just, boy, you just missed it. It's like, oh, come on, guys.
It's only like 10 days, 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
But it is. And in fact, that night, I landed. I came in from up in Greenwich. And Judy said, okay, we're staying over in the morning because we've got to do, before we go to they live in West Virginia, actually, but they, Tony works in Washington, D.C., the people I visit there. And she said, we were going to do the mall tomorrow morning before we head for West Virginia because it's time.
Yeah.
The blossoms are there. And it was magnificent. It really was.
We have a phone call.
All right.
Charles, what you got?
Oh,
good morning, Charles.
Yes, good morning. There's a couple of things that are kind of stuck in my craw.
Okay.
To borrow a term from Carl. And one is is not so much the grand jury report as how the media is reporting the grand jury report. Not necessarily the same thing. And then the second thing I want to talk about is this Cal 3 proposal. So first thing, let's get to this, what the media is saying. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yes, I'm listening.
We are listening with rapt attention. We've got a couple of minutes, so.
I know. So
no, go ahead.
I know. I keep hearing the sound of mute on my receiver, okay, is the call being dropped?
No,
absolutely not.
Let me get to it because I'm watching my own clock and it's saying time is of the essence. And okay, grand jury, the media is saying that somehow, that, you know, is somehow that something clandestine was happening, that, you know, AB 109 funds were somehow, you know, clandestinely misspent on the jail and et cetera, when I can recall back in 2011 and 2012 when that third floor of the jail was closed. I mean, people from one end of the county to the next and all points in between were clamoring for that very thing, and how money was spent, to undergird some of the social service programs as well, because the PRCS people who were coming in were, you know, increasing demand on those services at a time when property values were, you know, falling like rocks.
Help me with that acronym, Charles. What's PRCS?
Post-release community supervision. These are the AB 109ers.
Okay.
Yes. Well, let me just say it about that grand jury report. I always caution people to recognize that the grand jury report is certainly something that the jurisdictions need to take a strong look at. It's, I believe, important for the community to wait to form their opinion until they've received the responses from the affected agencies.
Well,
it's not all that.
I can remember that, the thing that the media is criticizing is the very thing that people were clamoring for just a few years ago.
And that's my point. But until we figure out, I have a hard time believing as much as I want to sometimes get on the Board of Supervisors or the county administration about things that happen. I have a hard time believing that money was not spent, perhaps not exactly as some people would like it to be spent, but I'm betting money that they didn't do anything illegal with that money. I think they're probably within the parameters of where it should go, and certainly the audit will prove that.
The media is always going to, and the other stations that are out there are trying to somehow, you know, play the drumbeat of.
Of course they are.
Bad.
Of course they are. That sells, and that's what we want to hear. I'm not saying that the county does everything right.
Neither am I.
But I'm only saying that I want to wait and see their explanation. I haven't, and of course I don't follow it that closely, but I really haven't seen any input from them.
Something that people were clamoring for just a few years ago, and then all of a sudden, you know, the media is getting their tail feathers all ruffled up over that very thing.
Well, different.
It's sort of like,
right now,
somebody orders scrambled eggs and then gets mad because their eggs are scrambled.
I understand exactly what you were saying. Now, the next thing you wanted to talk about, Charles, was
that so-called Cal 3 proposal.
The division of the state, which went on the ballot,
which would saddle us with San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I
bad idea.
Absolutely.
We don't want it.
I hearken back to the time that I worked with San Statham many, many years ago about the separation of the state, and we were moving swiftly forward with an agreement between the southern part of the state and the northern part of the state. The stickler was nobody wanted San Francisco, and so then we spun off onto a three-state kind of thing, and that's where it disintegrated. That's not going to work. And regardless of, even if this ballot measure, however it turns out, were to actually pass, I don't think you can split up the state with a proposition. It takes votes
of.
Can't. Yeah, so it's a waste of time.
It takes the state legislature.
Exactly.
You know.
And their division is ridiculous.
The media is, suspiciously sanguine about this, which kind of, raises suspicion right there, because, the media, they know a bad idea when they see it, and they're always ready to support every bad idea they see.
Exactly.
It's a bad idea.
Well, and they're calling it the state of Jefferson, which is the part that really irritates me.
No.
Because it's not.
Apples and oranges.
Yeah.
I would say, the people who want to make California its own country, there's a lot of them down there. So let's just make San Francisco and Silicon Valley kind of like Singapore. Just push them off on their own.
That, you know, I think I stated before that when I first moved to the state of California from Idaho, everybody kept talking about this great earthquake that was going to wipe the state of California off into the ocean. And I didn't really ever see the problem with that until I moved to Northern California. And that might be an improvement.
Got to go, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.
Just, you know, don't accept imitations. I mean, the you know, this Cal 3 thing is a bad idea. We want to stick with Jefferson or nothing at all.
Well, it does
go.
Open the conversation.
All
Thank
right,
you very much,
so much,
Charles.
We're ready for a break. We're kicking to the news, and we'll be back at 8:05 or thereabouts.
That's about right. Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Their newly remodeled store is at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Following an 18-month review, the Justice Department Inspector General is about to release a report on the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. The report's eagerly anticipated by President Trump.
The president's almost certain to use the report to validate his firing of FBI Chief Jim Comey. Why the president dismissed Comey is key to the question of whether he obstructed justice, and in an ongoing bid to discredit the special counsel's Russia probe, the president hopes the report will skewer Comey's judgment and make clear his firing was justified.
The findings sure to rekindle debate over whether FBI actions affected the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. Secretary of State Pompeo is in Beijing now, briefing Chinese officials on the recent summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. National Weather Service investigators trying to determine if it was a tornado that hit Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania last night. Wilkes-Barre Township Councilmember John Jablowski tells WHB-TV he's already made up his mind.
In our opinion, it's a tornado. Okay. We want the National Weather Service to agree with us, but it was a tornado, unquestionably a tornado.
He says there is significant damage across a half-mile square area. Long-running Washington tradition, the annual congressional baseball match between Democrats and Republicans, continues today.
They'll play again this year at Nationals Park, just like they did last year. Last year's event went on despite a gunman who fired shots at several lawmakers during their practice at a field in Alexandria. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise suffered life-threatening injuries. Many GOP lawmakers, though, remain opposed to gun control. Scalise will be playing this year. He says the shootings deepened his appreciation for the Second Amendment. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Dow is down 51 points and NASDAQ up 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The UN seeks an independent inquiry into alleged human rights violations in the disputed territory of Kashmir. Violations, some of which occurred during demonstrations, are alleged in both Indian and Pakistani areas.
The report says Indian security services used excessive force against the demonstrators, leading to very high numbers of injuries and well over 100 deaths. Pakistan's security services are also criticized. The report suggests they are supporting armed groups which cross Kashmir's line of control, committing widespread violations, including the killing of civilians, kidnappings, and sexual violence.
The BBC's Imogene Folks. The European Union says it has now removed all Indonesian airlines from its safety blacklist after they made a series of safety improvements. They were put on the blacklist in 2007. News and analysis at townhall.com. A House panel refusing to end a 17-year-old war authorization. It's been used to justify military action around the world.
The House Appropriations Committee rejecting a move by California Democrat Barbara Lee to sunset the 2001 authorization for the use of military force.
The AUMF has essentially provided the president, any president, the authority to wage war against any nation, anywhere, at any time.
Republican Kay Granger arguing the danger is not over.
The terrorist threat today is no less real and in many ways more daunting than it was when the Congress overwhelmingly gave the president the authority to protect us against those that want to do us harm.
The measure was defeated on a party line vote.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Americans went shopping again last month. Retail sales rose by the most in 6 months, gaining 0.8%. It was the largest increase since November. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Thursday morning. This is KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. It's the second Thursday of the month. So it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark.
Good morning. We're so happy to have you with us this morning. We've had some great guests the first hour of the show. We're going to continue with Open Line. Anything you'd like to talk about, if you've got something that you'd like us to discuss or get our opinion on, give us a call at 605-4567. Always jump into the chat room, follow the show at kcnr1460.com. High at 75 degrees now, 97 today, sunny and hot, mostly clear this evening with a low of 65. On Friday, temperatures only going to rise to 93, and in the evening, nice calm 63. And on Saturday, temperature of 86. I'm just loving this weather. It's my kind of summer. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Sunday, high near 87. Sunday night, a low of 63. Into next week, mid-90s, and then decreasing a little bit each day. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Can I get Trish fired up now?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Go.
I'm sitting far enough away from her.
So
her arms start flailing.
Trish will remember when the area just south of our current city hall was known as the Hood.
Yes.
The Parkview neighborhood. Back during the 70s and 80s, it was a, how did it say it in Star Wars? A wretched hive of scum and villainy down in that part of the city.
It was a scary place to be after five.
They underwent some major renovation. A lot of money got poured into that
bunch
area.
Of redevelopment
yeah,
money.
A lot of redevelopment money went in there. And for a time, the neighborhood recovered and was sort of regentrified. Some very nice houses. There are still some nice houses down there. However, we have apparently lost progress in that part of town. Officers from RPD on Tuesday afternoon were dispatched to that little pocket park, Parkview Park, with a report that two men were wanging on another guy with a golf club.
Wow.
Doesn't specify if it was an iron or a wood. When officers got there, they discovered that not only was they didn't find a golf club, but they did find a machete and a hammer.
Whoa.
Yes.
Somebody at the other end of that machete?
Well, a couple of individuals sustained non-life-threatening injuries. A third man was determined not to be involved in the actual fight. These two gentlemen, Jung and Workman. Let us look closer at these individuals. Mr. Workman has been arrested and booked into Shasta County Jail four times since last October. His last time in the Hoosgow for a brief stay was on June the 8th for a warrant for failure to appear, and he was turned loose the same day. Meanwhile, Mr. Jung, now get this, has been booked into Shasta County Jail 26 times since 2015 for suspicion of committing a variety of crimes, including domestic violence, resisting arrest, battery on a police officer, possession of drugs, paraphernalia, warrants, and violations of probation. He was also arrested on multiple warrants on June the 1st. He was held in custody for 3 days and 4 hours before being released on his own recognizance after a court hearing. Now, in the top headlines today, research links Proposition 47 to crime increase in California.
Is that somehow supposed to be a surprise?
Wow!
Go figure!
Who the funk?
Yeah, I mean, my gosh, and how much research and how many people did they pay to do that study?
What did that study cost?
Exactly. You know, yeah, I think
really?
That what we do know is there's a few reasons that we're in this position, not the least of which is Prop 47 and some of those other propositions that have made it impossible for us to lock up people who cause problems. And has increased the number of people that are in our community that have those kind of issues because they're no longer in state jails or prisons. They're in our local jails and on our streets and released here. One of the things we know doesn't help and doesn't work to solve these problems is to give them free stuff. And the Park Marina neighborhood is exactly that issue. When you start building housing and putting people into it, they got no skin in the game. They didn't pay any money to be there. They don't pay any money to stay there. They didn't build it. They don't have any sense of ownership. Therefore, they don't take care of it. You got to have some skin in the game. There's some of those programs, and I'm not sure what the names of them were, where people actually go in and they help. If they don't have money, they put in sweat and time, and they're them and their friends. They go in and they build it. I mean, they put labor in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get a sense of ownership, and then when they're in there, they got to make a house payment. They have to have a job of some kind to make some kind of house payment to maintain it. Those housing structures tend to work, tend to stay maintained, and people progress and then maybe move on to another one. When you just flat out give people stuff, whether it's food, clothing, housing, there's no buy-in. They don't appreciate it, and they don't take care of it. And it, I don't know.
I read something about this report, I think last night, about like San Francisco had like 30,000 smash and grabs.
Stolen.
Yeah, and it's pretty crazy. You know, I'm in Chico often, and they have the same issue. Even my daughter in San Luis Obispo, they just passed something to get more money for more space. And so, I mean, every community is being affected by it that we're in. And, you know, it's, of course, we all say, hide your bags, hide your purse, don't leave it in your car, don't look at like you have anything of value in there, because there's just no repercussions for these people. I mean, I sold my home helper's work car this year that I had wrapped because it was vandalized 3 times. We got caught somebody siphoning gas out of it, you know, and the police, they just don't have the manpower / woman power to manage all of this. You know, it's just not on their radar, really, you know. So super, super sad we're all paying for it in some form of safety or financially, whether it's our, you know, deductibles for our car insurance or whatever.
Well, and I'd like to just kind of jump a little bit to another subject. I was noticing I was just recently up in Washington and up in near Seattle. And there was such conversation about the new tax that had been imposed on big businesses, and we were walking around and a lot of conversation about all of the businesses up there that were not going to continue with their big building things. Amazon, I think, was one.
Google was pulling out.
These people were. And this was the talk on the streets. As you went around, there was conversation. Everybody was talking about, this is not going to fly. We were down at that big Pike Market.
Pike Street.
I'm telling you, the conversation was at every booth. Well, by golly, you know, they're saying this is pulling out and that's pulling out, and this was a big deal. I noticed yesterday that the city council has reconsidered.
They did away with it.
My point is that there's even a saturation point for too much is a good thing is enough, even for the very liberal bend of people that run Seattle. Mm-hmm. They reached the tipping point and said, not going to happen.
Mr. Newsom's fantasy about single-payer health care for California is predicated upon taxing all the rich people. What? They're going to get up and leave.
They're going out the door as we speak. I mean, my heavens, the businesses that have vacated the state of California, our population is increasing, but it's not people that are going to pay those kind of taxes.
That's right.
They're the ones that are going to be getting those taxes. All of our major people are floating out the door. And every day, retired people, people that can do their job telecommuting, they don't necessarily need to be in a large city to continue to do their very productive employment, whatever that is. They are skating out of this state on a daily basis. I mean, I run into two or three or four of them a week that have just sold their home. We had a gentleman that just retired from the Anderson Fire Protection District Board of Directors, moving to Idaho. I have another friend just moved to Idaho. Wyoming, they're going to Montana, they're going to Nevada. They're going every place. Mm-hmm.
Anywhere but here.
Anywhere but here. Let's go to the phone. We have a phone call from Dale.
Dale, what say you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Dale. What you got?
Well, I just wanted to add a couple things. I was looking through the election here, and I saw that over 4,000 people in Shasta County voted towards Gavin Newsom. So obviously they think things like Proposition 47 and 57 are good for our state. It just amazes me, the stupidity.
Yes.
But on to these last guys that you were just talking about getting arrested, most likely they're not being let out of jail because Prop 47 or 57. They're all being let out of jail because of a capacity problem.
While other counties are
building jails, we're giving all of our AB 109 money to these hug-a-thug programs down at probation that are just not working.
Yeah.
Well, the state has abdicated its responsibility to hold criminals to account. They have taken all these people out of the state system and said, counties, they're your problem. Here's a mere pittance with which to take care of them.
Exactly.
And that certainly is the issue. And there is no question that there isn't a county jail in the state of California that is equipped to handle the capacity of these jails. We are jails. We are not prisons at the local level. And the issue, the exact same reason that closed all of the state prisons, i.e. the mental health issues that came from the federal government that started that whole chain of events, said that the state of California was not providing adequate mental services, that you had to have so many psychiatrists on duty for so many blah, 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 blah. We couldn't meet those conditions, overcapacity. They couldn't, so to solve their issues at the state level, they've just transferred it all down to the local level with no money to follow through.
Well, there was money. They gave us they offered us $30 million and then $20 million, and then they're giving us $9 to $10 million a year to deal with it. We're just too stupid to use that money effectively.
Well, I think
but
that
counties that, like Butte grabbed that money right up, and they're up to 600 and something jail beds now.
Yeah, I no question. Appreciate the input, Dale, and we the people of Shasta County had a chance to solve some of those problems in this election that we just had. We'll talk about that after we take a break.
Thanks, Dale.
Thank you.
This portion of Free Fire Radio, as we come up on 8:18, brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors, not saying that's the solution, but they provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents. If you're going to protect yourself, do so in a responsible manner. And the best way to do that is to take a basic CCW course from Ted Leidy and the experts. Register online at usgunpro.com. Back with more after this.
Hi, we're for Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Reading Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Reading Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Reading Kia. Reading Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
822 on KCNR's pre-fire radio with the Clark and Clark Show today. Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow. This portion of the program is brought to you by none other than North State Security. We're on things about people taking stuff, what isn't theirs, causing problems, hanging out where they ought not to be hanging out. Well, since 1968, North State Security has been Northern California's ounce of prevention with on-site patrol officers. They cover the area 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have over 100 officers. They are the largest security company north of Sacramento. You'll see them at events like Cool April Nights, Colt 45 games, high school games. They can be hired for wedding receptions and wedding receptions, high school reunions, and the like. They are just a great company, both to work for and to hire for your security needs. 243-0295, North State Security is a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Wedding deception, that was a Freudian.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, good one. So I know at the risk of continuing with the political thing to Sharon's chagrin, I do think it's important to note out, I have to take the record searchlight on just a bit. With the 20, oh gosh, we're approaching,
you mean USA Reading?
We're approaching a 20% turnout, which is a great turnout for an election.
What?
Let's run through the numbers again one more time. We have about 180,000 people in Shasta County. Probably if you deduct all the kids and people that are under 21 and what have you, you probably got 150,000 to 100, between 130 and 150,000 that are eligible voters, people who could be registered to vote.
Yeah, we got felons who are ineligible. We don't have that many felons.
Yeah, so if you deduct, give a good portion, and then you go down to the actual number of people that are actually registered to vote in Shasta County, that's between 90 and 90,000 about there, 99,000, something like that. Of those 99,000 that are registered to vote, of the 150,000 that are eligible, we only had 20,000 people vote? Maybe 25,000, and that's somehow a good turnout? Hello? I don't think so.
Well, and I want to remind people that it is your right to vote. Legally, your employer has to give you at least 2 hours off to vote if your schedule does not allow you to do so. So, for instance, I have some caregivers that are working, you know, at 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. or 7 to 7. If their polls are not open, either before or after work, with pay, I have to allow them that time to go vote. And I just was updating my handbook, and, I mean, I've never discouraged anyone from voting, and I don't think it's ever really been an issue with time. But I was making sure all of my staff knew that, like, don't ever feel like you can't vote. This is your right to vote. So if you have a shift that does not enable you to do so, you have the legal right to do that. So go to your employer and make sure you get your time.
I think we can learn a couple of things out of this most recent election. Number one, I think that the sheriff's race, Sheriff Pazenko seems to have maintained his seat, and I congratulate him on that. I do hope that he perhaps listened to some of the discussion during the debates, because his opponent had some really good ideas that might try to solve some of the problems with manpower and the jail situation and some of the funding issues. I'm hoping that he's going to listen, because that was a pretty close race.
Mm-hmm.
Good conversations took place. There's going to be a runoff in District 1 between the incumbent and Joe Clemente, and that's an opportunity for way more discussion. District 5. It's still kind of up in the air. It looks like the incumbent is holding his own at this point. There's still votes to be counted, and some of us will say that hope springs eternal that there's going to be a runoff in District 5 as well, so that conversation can continue about some of the things that need to happen. Regardless, I think that the citizens had a good conversation going about the issues with the jail capacity. Those issues, I'm hoping that whoever ends up in those Board of Supervisors seat with the sheriff, that perhaps we can have a new dialogue about how to actually solve the problems, quit fighting between the sheriff and the Board of Supervisors, and solve some of these issues. And let's please not call for another study, because
yeah,
we have studied all these issues ad nauseum.
Yeah,
we all think that there's probably an answer there. You need to just approach it and do it. And if it means maybe some of those high-ranking people in the sheriff's department spending a little time out on patrol, patrol would be actually having people out in the unincorporated area, not sitting at the sheriff's office in downtown Reading. That would be helpful. All kinds of things could happen to better protect the citizens in the unincorporated area and fill up some of those, take some of those people we were talking about earlier and take them and keep them in the jail long enough to make an impression so we don't arrest them 26 times.
Keep them moving. If we are a less accommodating area, they will go elsewhere.
Quit giving them free stuff.
Well, and as we spoke about, you know, last month, the gentleman that was racing down 273 and ran the red light and killed one of my caregivers, you know, he had just been released from jail, I think, the day before, and he was driving a stolen car and this and that and the other. And so, you know, none of these people that are making the headlines, even with Rick Bassetti and the people over at the Colt 45 Park and all of that disaster, these are not, you know, first time offenders. You know, these are career criminals that have nothing to fear from their community.
These are not the downtrodden. We're talking about the ones who have made a conscious decision to live outside society, to turn feral.
Correct.
And we're enabling that behavior with all. I know, you know, there's a time and a place in every community to build parks and footpaths and all those things. And then there's a time in a community to get back hold of the community. I would say at this point in time, we need to garner our efforts to take back our communities, take back the unincorporated area, take back the city of Reading. Building another park to be maintained by a community, that's not a good idea at this point. I think probably Reading has more than enough parks. One of those issues. Let's start taking our parks back for the people who pay the taxes, who pay for those parks.
What a concept.
As opposed to having them overrun and taken over by that population that we're just, what are we doing? We're building space for them to be, because you sure can't take your kids there and turn them loose. That's just not going to happen.
No, they're sleeping in the dugouts and urinating in the dugouts and all that.
There is allegedly, I have no, this is secondhand, but a group of individuals who were together in Susanville and then relocated to Reading upon their release have sort of set up their own little pod down there in South City. Now, this is according to a couple of different sources, and these individuals are well known to law enforcement. Yeah, we can arrest them 20 times, and maybe that's what it takes to finally get them to decide. Maybe the climate will be better further down the valley. I don't know. We do put an awful lot into these services, what I think the caller called it, hug-a-thug.
Yeah.
To, you know, if they will accept help and get, you know, do something productive, fine, spend that money. But if it's just money to enable him to continue the bad behavior, that's bad money spent.
Yep. Agreed.
There are places to you know, if my favorite is the Good News Rescue Mission, because I believe that if we direct them there and if they can go through that system and stay there, they come out the other end of it, generally speaking. A lot of success stories there.
There are.
If they can't tolerate that environment, then they need to move on, because we're not going to just make it. We need to adopt and I think we had the Business Owners Association over there on Hilltop that started that. We just have to stop giving the handouts. You feel like you want to do something for these people, then give them the address of the Good News Rescue Mission. Please don't give them food and don't give them money and give them a card that tells them where they can get help, and if they don't want the help, then they need to go out of our area.
Well,
real simple.
And
on that, I think we'll take a break and move on to something pleasant after the break.
Let us certainly hope so. Or you can call in 605-4567. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. They're a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center. They recently earned the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, the community's choice.
People, real winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our play to ride, swipe to win at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4x entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion, where you can win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Reading, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane.
The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Spring is in the air. Clocks have sprung forward. Spring cleaning is complete. Windows have been cleaned.
Don't rub it in. I still have to fertilize the lawn, spray the fence lines, and finish that burn pile.
And you still have to go to Premier Oil Change to have our car ready for the summer weather.
That is the easiest of my tasks. It is the first on the list.
No appointment necessary. Easy in, easy out at Premier Oil Change. And every dollar you spend, you earn rewards points that you redeem for oil changes and other services. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. Now that's service. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. It's where Carl gets his haircut. Gentlemen, it's where you should get your haircut too, providing, of course, that you have hair. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. This is Thursday, the Clark and Clark Show, and we have phone calls. We're going to go to the phone with Roberta. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. I was talking to my brother in Reno yesterday, letting him know what has befallen the park that we dearly loved and played at daily and had all kinds of recreation programs when we were growing up, and he said, Reno has taken care of their homeless problem. They're sending them to California, of course.
I don't think there's any question about that. I know that the city of Anderson is accused of dumping their homeless and what have you into Reading. And I would argue that that is not the case. It is certainly the case that the jail is in Reading. So when someone is arrested in the city of Anderson, the procedure is to bring them to the jail and book them. It is a matter of course, that they don't all get held overnight and they do get released. And that happens to be in Reading. So if they don't have transportation back to Anderson,
then they're wandering
we're not too
down
sorry
West Street,
about that.
Yeah. Right.
It is
and,
what it is.
As far as the gang problem down in that park, they've set up a government. Is what they've done.
Absolutely.
And it has far-reaching effects because that government is just sending those people out into our neighborhoods to scavenge off of us. And so. Giving them a place is not the answer either.
No.
And then the third thing I want to mention is I'm getting ready to drive down to Sacramento for the rally, the State of Jefferson rally. This rally is not for State of Jefferson. It is for fair representation. And so anybody out there, if you care about your freedom, your liberty, you care about our county up here in Northern California, get in your car and head to the courthouse. I'm sure Sally will call in and give the address because I don't have it. But anyway, I'm out the door and I've got my signs and my flag.
Okay, and the rally is at what time?
It's at 2 o'clock. We're assembling at 1. No, I guess the hearing's at 2:30. We're assembling at 1 at the Mitsui Courthouse, which is on I Street.
Yes. Okay. Thanks very much, Roberta. Great talking to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Speaking of Sacramento silliness, a lot of people have just absolutely got their underwear in a knot over some conceptions and misconceptions about these water bills that were signed into law by Governor Brown. Among the claims is that, well, you'll be fined $1,000 if you shower and do your laundry on the same day. I'm going to get this call, but I'm going to... The law is a problem, but... It's not quite as bad as what there are some claims.
Okay.
That's good to know. And I always caution people not to believe what you read in the paper. But no, always take that with a grain of salt. Do a little research. The headline quite often doesn't match the story. And before you really get yourself all in a snit over something, get online, actually read the bill. Get a couple, three people's opinion and try to get to the bottom of it because you could probably, well, I don't watch the news very much and I actually don't read the paper very much. I have a couple news sources that I can trust that I go to because you can get yourself in a real snit every day if you actually pay attention to all the allegations that are made through the newspaper and
right.
People that are speaking.
So that was Bob from Reading saying the address is 501 I Street. Now then. There was a far-right financial blog called Zero Hedge that reported that Californians could be fined $1,000 a day if they bathe and wash their clothes on the same day. That information showed up on a site called The Organic Prepper, was widely shared on Twitter and Facebook, cited by several sites, including Breitbart. The fact of the matter is that this kicks in 2025. And what it says is that water districts, not individuals, water districts have to reduce their overall consumption to an equivalent of 55 gallons a person a day. Now, the most logical way to address this is to fix all the damn leaks. Because that accounts for a huge amount of water that is lost in every water system.
Absolutely.
Inefficiencies and aging, leaking pipelines. But a lot of people who are prone to panic, and I'm not saying that some water districts may not try to take the cheap rate and fine you for not meeting the goal. But... there's going to be a bit of a backlash on that. The law was not... well thought out, according to what I can certainly read. But it's not, the water police are not going to be on your porch tomorrow afternoon if you do one extra load of laundry, you know. But it does make sense. This is California. It does make sense to take some measures to cut back to zero scape to, you know, but it's an average for the whole family.
And recognize that. I mean, I can't believe that there was a not well thought out bill passed at the state level. I mean, what is this world coming to? Having said that, there's all kinds of time, as you indicate, for that bill to be changed and watered down.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. Having said that, you're right. We recently just got a bill at the thrift store that we run for the Frontier Senior Center, ETC, down in Anderson. For all your fine things that you want to pass on to a new owner, we love donations. But having said that, their water bill went from like $15 for the month to $90.
Yeah.
And it was like, hello? So there's an adjoining building where with us, it's under the same landlord. She had been gone for a month and had a toilet that was running.
Oh, goodness.
And the water bill is for both buildings. I mean, so you can see the impact of a small leak or just this toilet running right. for a month. You do that, and in every home, a little leak here and there, there's no question that we ought to conserve water. The other thing we ought to do about water in the state of California, let's not take the opportunity, is store it. When we have lots of it and we have these big rains and we're having to let loose water out of the dams and Keswick and this and that and the other thing, wouldn't it just, what a great idea to have like a Sites Reservoir or Cottonwood Creek Reservoir or one of these others where we could kind of store that water over there for a needed time and then pump it out when we need water. Gosh, what a concept.
While I question the amount of panic that's going into these regulations, the same agency that made these regulations says, oh, we don't really need the Sites Reservoir. Come on.
I know. Well, because we can just conserve our way out of this, and it always sounds like a really good idea when we've got lots of water. But then when we don't have a water, everybody starts talking about building storage. But we never be able to transfer that. And I don't know, with the possibility that we might have a Governor Newsom, oh, my God, does that just send shivers down your back?
We got Bob from Reading. Bob's a cool name. He spells his backwards, I think. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. You know, I could see this coming from the length of California away. This water bill thing is going to sort of be like the gas tax. We're going to ask you to cut your water, and now we're going to charge you four times what we used to charge you for this water.
They got
just
it.
Like they're doing with the gas tax.
I know, that's it. Make us cut down on our consumption. Now, oh my gosh, we're not using enough gas because we're not making enough money on that. So
now we're losing money. Yeah.
You got it. Well, we did the same thing with the tobacco tax, if you'll remember. We decided we'd tax people into stopping smoking, and so we built all these programs built on tobacco tax money. And now, dadgummit, people are stopping smoking. We're not getting the tobacco tax money. Now we need more taxes for these silly programs we started.
Case in point, we're buying my...
I mean, you know, what else does California, if you listen to the people, especially the Democrats, I'm sorry to say this, because once I was a Democrat, and, you know, their ideology is there is not a tax in this world that is not good for us.
That's exactly, because most of those people voting them in are not the ones that have to pay them.
Yep, got to run.
That's right.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back with more Free Fire Radio right after this.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, District Attorney for Shasta County. Reaching the golden years should be a time to enjoy life with family and friends and not a time to fear or worry. Financial exploitation by a family member, caregiver, or scammer is a common way that our older family members are taken advantage of. Unpaid bills, new credit cards, or unusual purchases by a caregiver might be signs of financial abuse. If you believe you or a loved one might be a victim, please call 225-5798. Once again, the number is 225-5798. Call anytime, day or night.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
When a good time turns around, you will move it, you will never live it down.
And welcome back. Love
that.
That's
what we do.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is good. So this is the Clark and Clark Show. We got about 10 minutes. So Sharon and I thought we'd talk about what we got going for the upcoming months here. Where are you going, Sharon?
So, well, I just got back from a great trip to the Napa Valley, which was amazing. And, of course, so sorry for the fire damage that happened there. We saw some evidence of that coming into the valley. But
yeah, have they pretty much put it back together
they have,
and stuff?
And for the most part, luckily, that everything had been harvested by that point. And the winemakers we spoke to said that the smoke and all of that cannot damage those vines. They're very hardy. So they're expecting really no shift in the economy, which is good as far as that part goes. So that was great.
So the wine, if it was any left on, will have a certain smoky flavor.
It'll be a smoky flavor.
So, ladies, I want you to listen to this right now. That is the sound if you tune your radio to 96.5. By the end of summer, however, you will hear us.
Yay!
On that
we're going
same
FM
frequency. 96.5, the construction permit has been issued. We're getting
all
the
right
pieces and parts and getting the location laid out. The construction will continue into the summer. It's not like you go buy radio station stuff at Walmart and take it home and plug it in. You know, it's not quite that simple. It is a construction process. I would anticipate that sometime around August or so, we will be having that static will be replaced.
Yeah,
it would be simulcasting.
Now that is going to be great. That is great news.
More people can hear us.
Absolutely. Do you know? Oh, I also want to give a shout out to the many people who come up to me as I move around the community and say, "Hey, like Thursdays. Look forward to Thursday mornings." I so appreciate that because it tells me that people are listening to Carl and Linda's station, and I think that's great news because there's good information here. It's an asset, this local station, to be able to have any kind of conversation that we choose and get talk about the things that interest people in the North State. And whether you're interested or not, we're going to talk about what we're going to
that's
do for
right
the summer.
So,
I've got some great
trips
planned.
Yeah, so where are you going?
I'm next trip is going to go up into Idaho, and which is my favorite I was born and raised in Idaho, so I always take a trip back to Twin Falls. But we're going to go up a little higher into some of the places that up around Grangeville and some places that a lot of my friends are moving to.
And are you going with your girlfriend
with? I'm going with a different girlfriend, actually, the couple that my husband and I traveled with for so many years. Judy Wells, and so she and I are taking off on a little sojourn in the motorhome and do some time in Idaho. And then I've got a trip planned sometime in the near future back to West Virginia again. I have an adopted daughter back there that I spend time with, and we've decided that I'm overdue. I need to take a trip back there.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, so fun stuff coming up. I mean, I like summer to travel time and get that stuff done. And
this weekend I'm heading to San Francisco, which, by the way, is going to be like 65, so I'm super excited about that, to get my global entry interview so I can be a trusted traveler and get in the fast line at the airport. So flying back from overseas, you can go through the customs fast line, you know, don't take your shoes off anymore, all of that kind of stuff. So it takes about 6 months to get your interview scheduled. So you go on the day they give you. So I'm there. I'm at the airport Friday at 5:30. Could there be a worse time to be at the airport in San Francisco?
Yeah, there's a similar process. If you transit back and forth into Canada a lot, you can get what's called a CanPass program. And we're going to do that on our boat because we wanted to be able to depart out of Anacortes and go on up into Vancouver and to Sydney and all that in British Columbia, go up on through the Gulf Islands. And if you can go through a process where it makes it a phone call. And then they say, did you bring anything with you? And randomly, their customs people will come look. But otherwise, if you're on this CanPass program, most of the time it's, okay, thank you.
Oh,
Let us know when you leave.
Mm-hmm. That's great. But I would point out that I recently went up to Washington. I love to tell stories on myself. I have blonde dates from time to time. nothing personal there. My trip was intended to go also into Canada and visit a friend that I had kind of lost contact with, and she used to live here. She's a Canadian citizen, and I was going to go and catch up with Sherry. And I got up that morning to get ready to continue my journey another 2 hours across the border into Canada and realized not only had I not, I didn't forget my passport, I never gave it another thought. I never even thought about bringing my
passport.
Didn't
pack your passport,
I didn't even, until that morning, I thought, you can't go to Canada.
Going to Canada is not like going to Whitmore.
No, they weren't having any part of it. So, so next trip, I'll go into Canada when I go up.
That wasn't going to happen. I'm trying to think of what else I have going on this summer. I think I'm going to go see my daughter in San Luis Obispo at least once.
Stay at the Madonna Inn.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've seen it. It's really cool. But I really don't, you know, last year at this time I was in Greece, which, I mean, I'm getting all the Facebook photos a year ago where I was.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I wish I was back.
Yeah. So I've got my youngest grandson is into cattle cutting. And so he's got a bunch of that coming up here shortly.
That's what you like.
The Haven Humane know about this?
Uh-huh. Pardon me? The Haven Humane? He's got this really nice horse, and they go and they...
Right, right.
They herd the cattle out, and I'm just real proud of him. And it's not really a spectator sport because I sometimes travel maybe 2 or 3 hours, and it's like 2.5 minutes. You don't know what time of the day that's going to happen.
Now, with or without a dog?
No, they don't do a dog. They cut into the herd.
Some work with the dog and some work without
a dog. They cut into the herd and they bring out a cow and then they got to keep the cow out of from rejoining the herd. Yeah. And there's all kinds of rules and regulations that go with that. I'm just learning, but it's a fun thing and he seems to be a natural at it. So we're real proud of him and having a lot of fun with that. Other grandson's into football, so when it gets towards that time, I'll be up and down the freeway watching football games all over. But
as long as they're into something, that's what I used to think about my kids. Just have them in some activities, and the more you have them involved in, the more they have to have their grades up and have everything else taken care of to participate.
That's exactly right.
Idle hands.
Right.
Yeah, it's good. And being a grandma is just such fun to be able to share that time with those kids and keep up with my son. And I'm blessed. I got...
Yay.
With the best of all worlds. I can be retired, I can do radio shows, and still run the senior center.
That's right.
Good world.
Well, we remind everybody before we end our show today that this Saturday night, we're lighting the bridge for Elder Abuse Awareness Month. The event's from 6 to 9:30. The bridge lighting is at 8:15 to turn it purple. So take your family out there. There'll be face painting, live music, food trucks, and all kinds of other activities going on. So support our elder community, a very close place for me in what I do for a living, and want to reach out to families and educate people to protect our seniors. So,
and just in this final minute, I want to point out to the seniors out there that this heat is not something that's good for you to be out in during the day. So start planning your mornings. If you've got stuff you want to do in the yard or errands you want to run, try to do that early morning and late evening. And then take those hours during the day when it's so hot to do something quiet. Go down to the Frontier Senior Center and play cards or do any of the units, an air-conditioned building. You can now spend those hot afternoons down there. But try not to do all of that running around in the heat of the day. It's not good for you, it's not good for animals, and it's not good for your cars.
Speaking of the animals, please, people, we say this over and over on this station for good reason, and I have friends who have tragically made this mistake. Do not leave your animal in the car, even with the windows down, even with whatever you...
Well, if you leave it running, someone's going to steal the car.
Yeah, because that's an invitation for somebody to take out your window, steal your car and your dog. Just, you know... Part with them for that length of time. And we say this over and over, and we hear about tragedies. Let's try to keep that down.
And not only animals, don't leave your children
in the
car.
Don't leave the kids in the car.
Don't leave the little ones in the car to run into just 7-Eleven for just a minute. Don't be doing that.
We live in a time when it's never been a good idea. Now it's a worse idea.
But this time of year, you can't do that because it's going to get really hot in that car really quick. I can't say it enough. And please... Don't go down the freeway if you're smoking and throw your cigarettes out. Please don't do that.
No matter what it is that you smoke,
Just don't be doing that. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next Thursday. Well, love doing Free Fire Radio.
Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you very much, ladies. And, of course, you're listening to Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading, the news brought to you by Tobacco & Brew, their newly remodeled stores at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Have a great day.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.